Hello again there folks, so I've been reliably informed the mackerel are in, so I've got a lure in there with some smelly bait on. I'll see if I get out for my tea. And when I was leaving the house this morning, I saw that there was a thing that the Northern newspapers and councillors, there's a new campaign underway for the North to sort of get more funding and financial support from London, and all of the Northern newspapers have got on board with this new campaign. But that, and I can see the good side and the bad side of that, but the thing is, they're all still going down to London cap in hand asking for money. And when we consider that all of the filth of the world calls London home, what they're going to come back with is a really, they maybe they will get money, but there'll be like layers and layers of globalist bullshit attached to it, because you don't just get things for nothing off them. They're not going to do it out the good of their hearts. So you may as well get more roads, more infrastructure, because to be fair, the north, especially the northeast, is like pretty poor. But we have been spared the worst that the sort of globalist diversity, global homo has to offer. We have, in a way, they're right, we have been forgotten about, but I think that's a good thing, and I don't want to draw attention to it. But really, it's the way that the North has to go down to London cap in hand to ask for money, when you know that all the bastards of the world are in London waiting to fuck you over. And it got me thinking again of this idea of having an English Parliament, and I think this is something that's been overlooked quite a lot by sort of nationalists and dissident right types in England and in Britain. The idea of an English Parliament and what an English Parliament would mean in the general discourse, and I think it's actually an idea, it's really underestimated. First, I mean, I'd like to see an English Parliament in York, and so, because what it's really, I'm not going to get hung up on that. I wouldn't mind if it was somewhere like Bath or Canterbury, but what the point is, I would like to see political power removed from London and brought back out into the provinces of England. And I think that would be actually a seismic event, because it has a lot of good things going for it, because it would put the English identity firmly back on the map. And by the way, I would say remove as much political power as London from London as you possibly can, and leave London where there's, so at the moment in London, you've got the media, the banking system, finance and politics all in bed together, all just a few streets away from each other, and they don't represent the English, they represent a civic identity called the British. And obviously there's now a battle to sort of turn England, where that ethnic group is being scrapped as well. But what an English Parliament would do, especially one which was out in a quintessentially English town, would be to put the English identity firmly back on the map. And it's a different way of looking at it than what usually happens, because what I see is that people are forever trying to get this critical mass together where you can finally sort of storm the citadel and take it over. There'll be another party coming along and we'll all back it, but then it's essentially like siege warfare, and it's much easier to be on the inside of the fortress than what it is on the outside of it trying to get in. Instead, what you can do is maybe a campaign to just remove power from the actual centre, London in this case, the centre of power. And people are saying, well, but all the lefties and all the Marxists and all the Looney Tunes will just decamp to whatever that parliament is. Well, yeah, that's just the next phase of it. What the benefits of it would be, where the English identity was firmly back on the map, firmly up for discussion, and the fact that we need political representation, and it needs to be brought back down to the level of the people out in sort of forgotten places in the northeast and in the south as well, instead of having this completely centralized superstructure which sits this abomination in London, which just sort of issues diktats. It'll give the provinces and the counties like money, but there'll be all kinds of sort of rules and layers of globalist neo-Marxist bullshit attached to it. If you just remove the power and send it back out to the people, that might be done. And another thing is that the idea of an English Parliament wouldn't actually, I don't think the elites have actually considered it that much, to be honest. I think there is a party out there called the English Democrats, and I might take a look at what they've got to say at some point. But it is an idea worth thinking. Instead of just constantly trying to charge the fortress of power, you're actually just going to try a new campaign. You change the rules of the game, essentially, so that the battlefield is one much more to your liking. It really appeals to me, actually. Just thinking about it as I'm casting the rod out here. It's certainly better than this situation where they're all going to have this valiant campaign we're all so forgotten about in the north, and give us more money. And then they're going to say, well, yeah, okay, we're going to invest in this new high-tech factory, but remember that it's Gay Pride Month, and remember how great diversity is, and that's what they do. And this is not to mention, you could have a clean slate as well, because there would be different factions within an English Parliament, and you could have a bunch of English nationalists saying, none of these councillors are going to be neo-Marxist fruitcakes. We've had enough of it. We've had Rotherham, we've had all of that. All of this ideology is going to be cleared out, basically. And these are all sort of battles that I'd be willing to have, instead of just endlessly kind of banging up against the walls of London. Just something to consider there, I think. Anyway, I'd say forget about it. I'll catch you later, folks.